the WuHo show, which many of you may have seen, and that got a lot of publicity. And just to update you, that show recently traveled to Chicago and was reconstituted, and it opened on Wednesday. And the greetings from Chicago read, "I am elated to write that our iteration of Deborah Sussman Los Angeles opened today. Hundreds of Chicagoans attended a preview last night, a remarkable and unprecedented showing. We tried to throw a party that Deborah would have loved. With bright flowers, a classical violinist, sushi, cheese, and champagne. Sorry, we couldn't afford the caviar." The energy slash love in the room was palpable. We're honored to be a small part of Deborah's long and brilliant legacy. Also, as I said, a number of articles, Christopher Hawthorne wrote a number of articles during that time, and all the other people who wrote articles either on the internet or wherever. I mean, after the show, we had people calling from, after the WuHo show, we had people calling from Milan and from Mexico City and everything, wanting to publicize it and write articles on it. So, what we tried to do, I hope that, I don't know, they didn't show up, but somewhere in here, there are a bunch of quotes, and one of the quotes that I got from Jim and Sushila Goodwin, which was actually passed on to them by Elaine Jones, Quincy Jones's wife, the architect Quincy Jones. And it was about Herman, by Hermann Hesse, and he talks about how you experience grief at first, but that it's important that we sort of reconstruct the loved one in an intellectual way, being very precise and very conscious about it, so that we can carry their reminder with us for the rest of our lives. And it's one of the things we try to do here. I mean, we did a little more than we could, but Jim Simmons, who was really the mastermind behind what you're going to see, and has done a lot of this, he learned it from his late partner, Annette Balzacco, who was also an Ames Office alumni. And so, while this is maybe a little free form, you have to think about it as a first cut, not as a final cut. I'd also like to thank LACMA for sort of bending some of their rules to let us here, to let us do the event here. I think it's very important because LACMA, both Deborah and I were in Los Angeles when LACMA, the buildings that we're sitting in right now, went up. A year before, the Music Center had gone up. This was a cultural turnaround for Los Angeles at that point in time. When I first told my schoolmates back in Pennsylvania, my college mates, that I was thinking of going to Los Angeles, they scoffed and said, "Why would you want to go to a place like Los Angeles, where the only cultural institution, their major cultural institution, is Disneyland?" So this was dry land before that. I mean, it was a major event that both of those institutions opened up at the same time. Also, at the time, Deborah was seeing one of the major curators of modern art, Jim Elliot. That was before me. And she was also doing a number of catalogs, Keynote's catalog, Six More catalog, a lot of different catalogs for the museum, and also their their museum bags for their store. And you can see those museum bags. Again, they have been reprised for their anniversary, their 50th anniversary, which starts next year. And you can go to the gift shop today and buy something and then put it in one of those bags. The other thing is that as a firm, Sussman Praeger did a little work here not too long ago in doing a signing system and for the park and some things for the exhibition panels for the Page Museum and the Tar Pits. And just recently, we have been in talks with LACMA to take some of and they're interested in taking some of the early work of Deborah and Sussman Praeger. So we have had this relationship over the years. But most of all, and most personally, it is the building in which I first laid eyes on Deborah. I went to a show that Annette Del Zappo was doing on Paolo Solari. It was in this room, and the staircase is right over there in the lobby. And I come in early for a change, and coming down the staircase is this exotic woman in a miniskirt with long hair and a lot of eyeshadow. And I thought, oh my God, it was Annette Del Zappo. Two minutes later comes a woman in a crocheted dress with long dark hair and a lot of eyeshadow, and it was Deborah Sussman. I didn't know who either of them were at the time, but I thought, two of them? So little did I know that, you know, in a year or maybe 14 months, I would be dating Deborah, because I met her through the city planning department. I was working at the city planning department at the time, and she won the competition for the goals committee, the goals program rather, and the guy says to me, you gotta meet this woman, the graphics guy. I said, you gotta meet her. She works for Charles Eames and she wears mini skirts. So I said, well, just give me her, you know, give me her number, tell her I'll deliver her the boards back to her. And that's how we met. So without further ado, we're going to begin the reconstruction of Deborah. And hopefully this, as I said, this first cut will evolve over the years, and there'll be a few little glitches, which I hope you will not see.